Nick Seaver.
Yes, our bestie.
What have I learned about algorithms? Really, no fun facts, just theory. But, did you know that people who work on recommendation software they participate in mythologizing themselves by saying that there is information overload and that their mission is to save us all from information overload, and that it actually goes back to in the prehistoric times when people had to decide whether things were poison or not, and they would watch other people eat poison and see if they die. And that is really a recommendation algorithm.
You know what? Every time I go back home for a holiday and my parents are having an argument with any other relative or with an imaginary straw man about something to do with the British royal family, I think that that is the poison berry recommendation algorithm of my contemporary life. Because I see it and I go, nope!
Nope.
Not learning about that shit.
Absolutely not.
There's no stance. We're gliding on the ice this beautiful winter day.
So true. And for more STS, take STS classes at Tufts University. Speaking of Tufts University, this is Clara. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You may have noticed that it's midnight and we're still here. That's because we're gonna keep being here.
Yeah.
Would you like to reintroduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Diana Esteriga Teña Maduro Chernostrovsky Fernandez Capulla Felber Guardia. I did not make those up. And this is the show Long-Term Thermal Resistance, which for one night only, as the special guest star whose special ability is not DJing or music savviness or anything, but
you're so music savvy.
No, I'm not. For letter initialism improv, we are creating a new LTTR meaning every break. And today's LTTR... first of the new day, 21st of January, 2023, is longevity, tens, trials, ridiculous. Like the ridiculous trials, trying to come up with a new LTTR every single break.
It's poetic. This is why you should submit to Popro.
Oh, yes, Popro, the Observer magazine on campus, another certified LTTR recommended Tufts activity. You could also submit to it, dear listener. Any one of you, as long as you find an email to send things to people on, which is easy as a Tufts student.
Yes. Oh, you might have to be a Tufts student.
We're 99% sure you have to be a Tufts student.
Well,
sorry, Mom.
Yeah. I think maybe opinioned? I don't know. I'm pretty sure you have to be a Tufts student.
You could lie.
I think you have to be affiliated with Tufts. I'm not sure if you have to be, like... I don't know. I should know this. I am a section editor. It's okay. That's why we have editors of editors.
Yes.
But no one is editing us right now. We have to self-edit.
Yes.
Self-censor.
As many unique artifacts within this recording studio have espoused to us, we are unedited. We're speaking
we
from
are
the
free
heart.
Form, baby.
Free form, baby!
Woomfo.
Woomfo forever. Woomfo truisms. What is a woomfo truism?
You think I can come up with truisms on the spot?
You must have beliefs about college freeform radio. You do it.
No, yeah. I just show up.
A little.
It's 2 a.m. You think I'm going to have thoughts at 2 a.m.?
It's a little Girl of Swords moment, you know. All the best radio DJs are the radio DJs who... Prompt! Listeners, call in.
No, don't. Don't call in. I don't know how to answer the phone.
Listeners, send smoke signals. Listeners, eat a vegetable.
Eat a vegetable. I wonder if there's a there's a fruit PSA. I wonder if there's a vegetable PSA.
I don't think anyone dries vegetables.
No, well, they probably do.
I think nobody with a sane mind dries vegetables in the year of our Lord.
What about vegetables that are actually fruit? Does anyone make like dried? Oh, sun-dried tomato, but that's different.
That's not very dry.
It's not very dry.
I wonder if the fruit PSA has anything about chewing it sufficiently before you swallow it. You know, that I've been thinking about that.
I've been thinking about that a lot. You
know, all our kind friends out there who may be celebrating this weekend, living it up for the Year of the Rabbit, please chew your persimmons really good. Drink some tea with that shit. I'm concerned when I see that at the supermarket. I'm like, some kid is gonna take a bite. This is a tie-in. This is the wrong New Year for this, but anyhow, I was at the Ocean supermarket today, and I turn around to my left on a tight corner, as you do in a Boston building, and I'm like, what is this object? Because I cannot read languages. Certain languages. And there... I see it is a packet of mochi, and every time I look at this specific format of plain, unflavored, rectangular mochi, which you are meant to roast over something, I think about that statistic that says that over New Year's in Japan specifically, but probably wider areas of Asia, a bunch of people die from choking on rice cakes that they didn't bite hard enough or chew enough. So... don't do that this weekend.
So true. No choking on rice cakes. Also, to all of the people who I am unknowingly socially related to who got their wisdom teeth out over break, because whenever I tell someone I got my wisdom teeth out over break, they say that they know 5 people who got their wisdom teeth out over break, but I don't know any of these people. I hope that y'all are better at eating hard food than I am. But don't swallow things that you shouldn't swallow without chewing.
I think that's sage advice.
Yeah. See, that's why you come to this show. It's because you get PSAs off script. And on script.
Both. 2 for the price of 1.
Oh, my computer turned off, so we have to keep saying words.
No, that's excellent. Speaking of 2 for the price of 1, today I went into a very passionate conversation, impassioned actually conversation, about Costco, the perils of not having a Costco membership as a university student. Groceries are expensive. And my friend here, wonderful, wonderful friend, Louisa, if you're tuning in, hi, bestie, what's up? Hope Crafts House is warm and cozy at this moment. However, she did not know that MIT has a Costco shuttle, which we have attempted a heist on, but then we realized very quickly that we needed a Costco membership. Which honestly just makes me both sad and also sort of vengefully think that actually IKEA hot dogs are probably the same quality. And that's all you need.
Okay, but isn't the Costco where the IKEA is? Did I decide that?
I think you decided that.
So really, what we need is to take the Costco shuttle to go to IKEA. But you can take the commuter rail also. This was a recent discovery.
Recent discovery.
And I think it might be on the same line that Providence is on.
So that is hilarious. That's the ultimate Boston College student trip.
Yes. So we should take the train to IKEA, probably. But yeah, I think it'd be funnier to take the MIT Costco shuttle.
Yeah.
But we'd have to find an MIT student.
Or we'd have to dress very bad. Something we're incapable of here, of course, as MFA students. How dare you? How dare you?
They have an art program, but it's, like, scary.
It's not bizarre. It's art for people who are the tiger mom.
Well, and aren't they responsible for Emily?
Oh
my
god.
Isn't that what she said?
They are responsible for Emily, but I think that was a master's program.
Oh, definitely. But who said grad students can't take the Costco shuttle? Honestly, they're probably more likely to have Costco memberships.
But also a car.
This is true.
I feel like you would go into a crisis if you were a grad student and you had a Costco membership that you needed to use for groceries for economic reasons, but also didn't have a car.
Yeah, because that's the other thing is, where do you put the Costco in the Costco shuttle?
Oh like, my that's god, that's real! See, this is why we keep it freeform here. We're finding difficult questions.
If any MIT students are listening,
invite us to your parties.
In the DJ chat, please tell us if you know anyone who has ever taken the Costco shuttle.
And will they buy us snacks?
Yeah.
We'll pay you back.
That should
Not
actually...
Not in Bitcoin.
That should be a thing.
People it would should, be lucrative. Like, lucrative.
Yeah. Yeah, because you could, like, upcharge it all slightly, because it's Costco.
It's Costco.
So it'd still be, like, cheaper.
Yeah, and people are obsessed with those Costco haul TikToks now.
Are they?
Where it's, like, a middle-aged Asian woman being, like,
oh,
this is
I
a
can
great
imagine
deal.
It.
Yeah. Maybe that's because my mom is a middle-aged woman and she agrees. She relates. I love you, Mom. If you're out there.
My computer did turn on, so we could utilize some software. Yeah. How about Kate Bush?
Digital Kate Bush. Kate Bush of the future.
We wish that she was on a tape, but in spirit. Sometimes we need software.
Sometimes.
Thank you. to hear. They think I'm up to something weird and up for real. Is the head of fear. So now when they ring, I get my machine to let them in.
Thank you. You're taking what you want right from me. Wrapped up in so much life, it's just the way you hold me. You're picking miscellaneously. Wrapped up in all the choices you're not giving to me.
I lay on the floor.
And if you got so much time, give me back. Give me back all the time I wasted. Cause under this dress is a secret. Better hold tight, can you keep it? Rev it up, take control. Twiddle your thumbs with somebody else. Now you look dumb, 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 dumb enough to think there's nobody else.
I'll do it forever. I'll do it forever.
rock la faena. La noche larga, la noche está buena. Mambo violento, fin del problema.
Mira que fácil te lo voy a decir, ABC, 1, 2, 3. Mira que fácil te lo voy a decir, que estamos tu mami, ya no está pa' ti. Mira que fácil te lo voy a decir, ABC, 1, 2, 3. Mira que fácil te lo voy a decir, que estamos tu mami.
Yo ando de este chamba, a loca. Bajé con un flow nuevo acá.
Okay, we're back to correct the record. They were an Australian girl band. Spotify was correct. The
word
algorithm is effective. We love Australian girl bands. Wait, I should play more Australian girl bands.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think Tamara and the Dreams is technically a girl band. I think there are men involved. But in spirit. In spirit, definitely. Okay, I'm so relieved that they're an Australian girl band, because, like, that's the energy. And anyway, there's some other band called The Buoys, which is from the 70s and has a lot of men in it, which wouldn't have made any sense, actually. We should have trusted our judgment in the Australian girl band diagnosis. I am just saying things while I find Tamara and the Dreams to play, even though I think I've played all of her songs, literally all of them, every single one.
Every single one?
Because I think I've played one every single show, and I think I've had exactly enough shows. We can repeat this one, though.
Yeah.
It's good. Okay, we're gonna hear Funny by Tamara and the Dreams because we love Australians. We apologize to Australians for undiagnosing your girl band with Australian girl band.
Sorry, mate.
Like I'm falling down a deep chasm. Why do you always have to be? Soñaste conmigo, ¿quién cojones eres tú? Nadie te pidió permiso. Veo tu cara aplastada de gusto en el piso. Bitch.
Me llama porque soy una business woman. Tengo negocios que dirigir. Yo sola hago guita desde que nací. Bien, viola. Me llama porque soy una business woman.
Tengo boca jugosa y la mente dura. Soy una bicha sabia, mi saliva es pura. Una coco tibia, mira mi estructura. Muevo monio hasta cuando me hace la manicura. Si querés durano, aguanta la pelusa. No quiere que te guste, porque soy dirty sucia. Se la puse tiesa, con mi ritmo, con mi astucia. Soy cabrona poniéndote el culo en la cara, No te avergüences, tengo poderes. Hago lo que quiero, carajo, hago la ley. Me pone mi trabajo, te tengo en la cocina arrodillado moliendo. Soy el diablo si quiero, una head del cielo. Ay, cariño, ¿qué tomaste? Todito mi juguito calentito te tragaste. Mucho peso sobre mis hombros, mucho drama. Mírame a los ojos, chúpame como una fucking dama.
Me llama porque soy una business woman. Tengo negocios que dirigir. Yo sola hago guita desde que nací.
Cuidado que soy picante y esto me da calor. I'm a businesswoman in a business world. No tengo tiempo y toda tu guita la manejo yo. I'm a business in a business world. Cuidado que soy picante y esto me da I'm a businesswoman.
cruzar mi barreja y te puedo yo matar. Tengo las piernas mojaditas, no las consigo secar. Y ya me estaba calentando, hay de tanto laburar. Soy voluminosa, latina, letal y sugerente. Soy nena peligrosa y voy directo a tu mente. Pregúntate, ¿cuánto odias? ¿Cuánto amas? No vine a dar lección, no vine a hacer tu cama. Te vi rezándole a papá en el suelo. Hay que miedo a la oscuridad. Cuando me lo hagas, tírame del pelo. Brindo con agua porque puedo. Yo corto el rocofor. Si quieres comer, ven y que yo tengo el tenedor.
Scream out!
ask yourself, what kind of friend are you?
Are you a work friend?
Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends?
Are you a chill out and watch TV friend?
Are you that friend who shows up on moving day?
Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness?
Be there for them because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery.
Mental illness.
What difference a friend makes?
For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services at the Ad Council.
A life-saving message from your friends. Your friends.
Your friends.
Your friends.
Your friends.
At WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wumpo!
Wumpo.
Are we hitting them with the last LTTR of the day?
Yes, I think. Well, we could do one at the very end.
Okay, second to last LTTR of the day. Like, this is hit Nickelodeon sitcom Victorious. Today's show is officially on the books called Long-Term Thermal Resistance, as you may know if you're a cultured sort of person who appreciates the finer things in life. But for today, a special day with a special, special guest, we are changing them up. And so the current LTTR shall be decreed. Ladies, titillating trophy respect.
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 I am not going to say all the songs that we played because that will take too long.
It will take
so, sorry, they're online. They weren't live, but they're like, I think it's up to date. It's up to date. If you want to look at the playlist on WMFO.org, which you're probably already on.
Yeah, crack open that Mozilla Firefox, baby, if you're on the analog waves.
Yeah, I don't think anyone is on the analog. If you're on... No, don't call in.
Don't call in!
Next up, we have Charger by Elio featuring Charlie XCX in honor of the fact that my phone is at 3%. That's right. 3%. Yeah. Enjoy.
It's so classic. 3% away from being stranded. The way I left is way too cinematic. Realization hadn't even landed. God fucking damn it. Cause I left my charger. I don't wanna go back. It'll make it harder. Should be by the bedside. And if I'm right on the left side, yeah. That'll make it harder. One thing that can be to you. Plugged in, waiting in your room. I left just a piece of me there. Texting, but you left me on red. I wish I could tell it straight. No games looking at your face. A piece of my heart there. I wish I never cared.
Hello again. It is nearing the end of the hour, but we had a listener question. The listener question is, any news on how long it took Charlie XCX to be able to chew food? And the answer is that we do not know, because that is not Instagram hashtag quirky. Well, it's hashtag quirky, but not interesting enough. Not interesting? What is the problem?
I think,
why would she not post it on Instagram?
I wonder if there's a wiki piece.
That is a terrible question.
Sometimes I feel like when you become that much of a celebrity, you might start thinking those thoughts.
I don't think she's been in the has she been in public since she got the wisdom teeth out?
I have no idea she got the wisdom teeth
out. Oh, no, that's the whole... That's the premise. Is yeah. She got her wisdom teeth out. She posted a, like, hospital picture. Not a selfie. It was, like, someone had taken it. And she was wearing a hospital gown, which, like, mildly freaked me out. Like, I'm like, do you have to wear it? No, you don't. In the United States of America. But apparently in England, they put you in a hospital gown to get your wisdom teeth out.
In my heart of hearts, I had assumed Charlie XCX was an open adult human being that this listener of unidentified origin, who knows if you had a wisdom teeth removal because they are very astute, had just sort of assumed that as you are younger than Charlie XCX, and Charlie XCX has lived a blessed life, that she has at some point gotten wisdom teeth removal. I didn't know.
Well, it like happens to people at different ages.
Does it?
Yeah. I mean, not that different.
Oh.
But okay. I think she's still within, like, a normal range. Or maybe they wait longer in the UK.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe it's, you're
too... Maybe she was on the, wait list for the
NHS. The NHS. Oh, yes, Charlie XCX, who definitely needs to use the free public service. By God.
anyway... do we have one? Oh my God, what did I just pick? I don't know what I just picked. Do we have one final LTTR?
We do, in fact, because this is long-term thermal resistance, the show in which for one day, night to day, a transition for the ages, we are switching up the LTTR with every voice break. And today's final LTTR, for real this time, is latent technology, trials repetitive. STS, baby.
So STS, we love an STS. We love a technology.
We love a science. We love a study. Love it!
Okay, we have one last song that we will hear, like, 50, not even, seconds of. Actually, who knows? Who knows what'll happen?
Add a little sparkle in your life. You know?
You know, no one has showed up yet.
No one has showed up yet. Oh, somebody showed up.
I don't know why it's coming. We're really keeping it mysterious. Is it just really quiet? Oh, you know what it is? We're talking. And